I'm at WPR's Buck Studio in Madison talking with Kendra Swanson, a folk musician, singer, and multi-instrumentalist who lives just north of Milwaukee. Welcome, Kendra, and thanks for making the time to talk and perform today.
Thank you so much, Dan. I'm really happy about being here today.
Well, we're happy to have you here. How about we start off with a song?
All right.
Love.
was great. Thank you, Kendra.
Thank
you. I love the sound of your clawhammer banjo.
Thank you.
It warms my heart. Hey, now that song is off your latest album, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
And the title of it is?
The name of the song is I Saw the Crane, and the album name is Without Within.
Yeah, and what was the inspiration behind that? Because that just came out last fall, right?
Yeah, actually my inspiration to record an album was because my car broke down and I was like, well, cars are terrible investments, but I think I'm ready to release my third album, so I
well, there you
got
go.
To work on that.
Very practical reason, right?
Yeah, really. But I don't know, I love writing and releasing music, and it's just been a great way of like positively sharing myself with the people around me and in a broad audience. So I've had three albums come out, and they're all a little different and a little out there. And
sure, yeah. Well, I enjoy the variety of instruments that you're playing on that. We're gonna get a little taste of that.
Yeah.
Today too. So most of the music that you play, I think, at least on the album, all of it is you wrote yourself. So as a songwriter, what's been your inspiration for?
My writing is really, really deeply rooted in nature. I write a fair amount about plants and animals and landscapes, and everything really, really comes back to that. I've written like one love song, which I'll play today. And then aside from that, like everything ties into the ecology and of my surroundings. So I think of it as like regional roots Americana music, which is about really about what is deep within us and what surrounds us. And there's this connection that happens between what's inside of us and the plants and animals and trees and water and all of that stuff that's around us too.
Well, certainly in that song you just played, there's a sense of place to that. I mean, you wouldn't have that song in Indiana, where I'm originally from, or out in California. That's very much a central Wisconsin kind of.
Yeah, and it's also it's very, very definitely written in Wisconsin, and you know, it's about I-94 and the line I saw the crane flying over the road, that we live in these kind of industrial, as a part of this industrial system of the highway, but there's all of this like life that surrounds it. We see eagles and we see cranes and deer and all of these animals that have learned how to adapt and survive and overcome and you know, live despite us, you know.
Sure.
Despite the things that we build and do. And they're just such good reminders of like the resiliency of life, that like it's just bigger than everything.
Sure.
All right, well, I'm going to share that one love song I've written with you. It's turned out to be a good song that is enjoyed. This song is called Golden. True. I thought the good things had passed me. Blue sky waiting to turn gray. But you bring out the light that waits inside me. Bring it on the next. Sunny day.
Very nice.
Thank you.
So that the guitar, you were telling me a little bit about the guitar that you were playing there.
Yeah. This was my dad's guitar. And, sorry. This was my dad's guitar. I only started playing guitar just a couple of years ago. It's definitely not my strongest instrument. But my dad passed away, it'll be 6 years ago this May. And I kind of waited a couple years after that to pick up the guitar and decide, like, all right, I can play this. It didn't feel right to even try for a little while. But
you wrote that his passing away was inspiration for a lot of songs that you've written.
Oh, for sure. It was kind of like I really didn't. It was really in 2012 when this happened that I really started really actively pursuing music, and I called it aggressive light sharing because it was just like I was in like such a dark place, and it was kind of like I can either let this just consume me, or I can just channel all of this energy in the loudest way possible to push that darkness out. And granted, obviously, I've written some pretty dark things, but most of what I've chosen to share and chosen to the songs I've chosen to put a lot of energy into are the songs that are about like transforming that darkness into something that's healing and that's bright. I've really learned through music, like we get to make these choices about how we put ourselves into the world. And I mean, we make those choices in a lot of ways. But when you set words to music, you give those words power. And I think there's some responsibility in that, that the words that I want to hear repeated in people's heads and the words that I want to play through my mind in a catchy way, like those are positive things. And so like that's where the aggressive light sharing comes in, is it's like you have to sometimes push so hard to stay on the positive side of things. So like really music, I think, was my weapon against the darkness.
Well, I think that's true for a lot of people. I mean, we hear about that a lot from listeners to the show, where music mm-hmm. plays that kind of role of comfort and trying to bring out that light in their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. It's I feel really really lucky that it's a way that I'm able to cope, and that and nature and being out in nature. And music runs really deep in my family. My family used to sing together. My dad played guitar, and my sister and my mom and I would all sing together. I mostly wiggled and, you know, I'm really a hyperactive kid. I was pretty naughty, actually. But but we would go around and Christmas carol and sing at nursing homes. My dad was a chaplain, so I spent a lot of time in nursing homes as a child and cemeteries.
Sure.
But music was always a part of a lot of that. So.
Well, you wrote on your website that you discovered music while you were living abroad.
That
seems like an interesting place to sort of encounter that.
For sure. So I taught high school in Bratislava, Slovakia, and a couple of my fellow Americans who were there were a married couple who played folk music, and so they introduced me to like the music of Nickel Creek, which I had never heard before. This is like back in 2008 or something. And they introduced me to all this music, and they had hauled a bunch of auto harps over there. So they had all these auto harps they were playing and guitar, and I just had my viola at the time. And so I started kind of learning how to improvise, and I'd never really listened to bluegrass music or some of this other stuff. But it was really just fun to jam. And when I was returning to the States, I was like, man, there's a lot about my country that I don't know about. And I think that's one of the things that can happen when you leave your home and you go somewhere else and then you come back and you're like, oh, there's a lot of things I took for granted and there's a lot of things that I still have to learn. So I came back home and I said, well, maybe if I start learning the banjo, I'll learn some things about not that the banjo is an American instrument person, because it's definitely not, but I met a lot of people through music and continued to play, and that's where we are.
All right. Well, speaking of playing, how about we have another song?
Sure, absolutely. All right, here's another tune about aggressive light sharing for sure. That's my mission statement. Along.
nice.
Thank you.
That was great. I love the sound of that fiddle on that.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's pretty fun. I was originally a violist back in the day, so I still really enjoy playing the viola, but picking up the fiddle has been a lot of fun. Although.
Yeah. Well, now in that song, there was some nature images in there, along with the aggressive light sharing.
All the aggressive light sharing.
That's right. So, yeah. And I know that when you're not working as a musician, you're also an environmental educator, right?
Yes. I love to talk about being an environmental educator. Outdoor education, that's my day hustle. And kind of what, if I'm going to summarize what I do, it's kind of about taking people outside and helping them to not be afraid and feel deeply, you know, try to feel connected and feel like they have a place, you know, that there is a place for you in the natural world, no matter who you are, that there's some belonging there. You know, and for me personally, I'm like, the outdoors are such a important part in the story of my own growth and healing and joy and excitement and challenge, and all of the so many of the valuable things I've experienced in my life are so closely connected with the outdoors. And so just to help people know that it's there, you know, as a vehicle for all of these things, you know, and that's, you know, and the nitty-gritty of it is it's a great teaching tool too. So that's a field I've been in.
Well, I like the idea of the arts and that kind of environmental education coming together. I mean, it's kind of what your music, to me at least, is a little bit, is those two sides of that coming together.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. That there's, yeah, so I teach a like kind of interdisciplinary, actually I work with 4-year-olds all the way up through like 8th grade right now, and doing interdisciplinary work in the outdoors. So like we've done like, you know, science stuff and also creative writing stuff.
Yeah,
no
nice.
Math yet, but we're working on it.
Well, and I you know, you do that near Milwaukee, and thinking of Milwaukee makes me reminds me mm-hmm. that you're going to be taking part on February 9th in a Woody Guthrie tribute. Is that
yeah.
right? Tell
yeah.
me about that.
The Guthrie Uncovered show. I am playing a very small role in that very incredible event. And it's curated by a good friend of mine and staple to the Milwaukee music community, Johanna Rose. And she's compiled this really fantastic group of bands and musicians, like really across a lot of genres, and all delivering the very relevant music of Woody Guthrie. So there's just going to be some really exciting arrangements of a lot of familiar tunes. So
that sounds like a great event.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be so exciting. Yes, mm-hmm. That's February 9th at Turner Hall.
Okay.
So those tickets are on sale. And
I think we'll have something on the Simply Folk calendar about that,
oh,
too.
Oh, good. So, that's good. Yeah. I'm sure this audience will really be into that show.
Well, good.
I'm really pumped.
Well, how about we close out with another song here?
Sure, absolutely. This last song I'll do for you is one of my favorite songs to play. And I wrote this song while I was driving. I was working on a farm in Illinois, and I was driving around and looking at all the flat land. And every now and then I feel really resentful when I hear people talk about the Midwest as being flyover country. You know, I get all riled up and grouchy about that. But then I realized that, like, I also make my own assumptions about different areas, and I just, so it's basically a song about remembering to show graciousness and kindness and patience to the people who live around us, and which is basically everybody. That's an extended thought, that it's not just our neighbors, but our, you know, all people around this country, and you know, healing some of those divides by realizing, like, we're all in this together, guys. All right. So this is Heartland. Oh, this land that you pass over is my heart, is my daily bread, my soul, my herald hark. And on that winding road, river's changed its path. One bridge burned, another built, bigger than the last. Oh, I grew a tree I knew would be cut down, and I built a fence and tore it to the ground. Oh, this land that you pass over is my heart, is my daily bread, my soul, my herald heart. And on that winding road to home that I pass through, the land is you, the land is you.
Very nice.
Thank you, Dan.
I love that. We talked about this earlier. I love that sense of place
that
is in that song and in a lot of the music that you do, Kendra. So,
thank you.
So thanks for coming into the studio today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And so I assume you're on the web, right?
Why don't you tell everybody? Thank you. I have kendraswanson.com. That is my domain. And I'm also on Facebook just as myself, just Kendra Swanson.
Okay.
People
can find out more there.
Yeah.
Okay. So also thanks to Tom Blaine, one of our crack engineers here at WPR, for coming in today and helping out with this and making it sound even better. And again, thanks, Kendra, for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Take care. Thank you.